Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. At the word of God before us this morning is the gospel for today on page 5 of Matthew 6, 25 to 34. I think probably most of these words we've all heard before. It's part of that wonderful sermon that Jesus preached, what we call the Sermon on the Mount. And especially this section where Jesus, in so many different words, as you listen to that, in so many different illustrations, Jesus uses the same word, don't worry, right? And why shouldn't we worry? Because God knows what we need, and God's going to provide what we need. And probably that last verse is probably one of the most familiar. He says, second last verse, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. So he's saying, you make your priority, I'll make my priority, seeking God's kingdom and God's righteousness, and what about all those material things? Well, just trust that God's going to provide those for you. And we all know this passage, and I'm sure we all believe what Jesus is saying, but what's the problem? The problem is putting it into practice in our daily life and not worrying, right? Because it's certainly something that we all do. We all worry. And that's what makes this such a practical sermon. And because it's something we all have a problem with, I often wonder what people think. I'm wondering what my wife thinks when she read this and say, how's he gonna apply this? Because she knows that it's something I have a problem with. I have a problem with worrying about what's going to happen. I mean, in my heart, and I want my priorities to be straight, right? In my heart, I know that I should seek God in his kingdom and his righteousness. And in my heart, I know that God is going to provide for everything I need. It's putting those priorities in my heart and translating them into the way I actually live my life. I think we have to look at that and say, what does this mean and how do we apply it? I remember when I just got into the ministry 40 years ago, I heard a speaker, and he was talking about this passage, and this is what he said. He said, I know that I am seeking God's kingdom and God's righteousness first because God has made me a very wealthy man. Think about that. And is that really what God is saying? Is God saying that the more I seek God, the more I seek his kingdom and his righteousness, that the wealthier I am going to be? And what was he saying? I'm a wealthy man because I got everything straight, right? I'm a wealthy man. I seek God's kingdom. I seek God's righteousness first, and therefore God has blessed me with all this wealth. I hope and pray that none of you take that home from this message today, because I know there are so many preachers out there today that preach what has been labeled the prosperity gospel. You know, the more you put God first, the stronger your faith is, the richer you're going to be. It's not what Jesus is talking about at all. He's talking about the opposite. He's saying God will take care of what you need. Doesn't say you're going to be rich. So don't take that home. If that were the case, and that's why. And please, if any of you send me these things on Facebook, please stop. That says share this post and money will come your way, or share this post or like this post and God will bless you immensely. It's not how it works. God says, trust him and let him provide for you. So what is he really saying here? Well, what he's doing is he's telling us to make sure that the priorities we have in our heart are reflected in the way we live our lives. So two things we want to talk about today. And the first is, make sure we have our priorities straight. And the second one is, make sure you're trusting and relying on God. And that's easier said than done, isn't it? It really is. If we look at what Jesus is saying in this Sermon on the Mount, he's saying, seek God's kingdom and God's righteousness first. So what is God's kingdom and what is God's righteousness? Well, it's really something we already have, isn't it? I mean, we already have that because as children of God through faith in Jesus Christ, we are members of his kingdom. As children of God, and we have the righteousness of Christ that is ours through faith in Jesus Christ. So when he says, seek God's kingdom and seek God's righteousness, he's not saying, well, you don't have it, go out and find it. What he's saying is, you make your priority God's kingdom, your faith in Jesus, which leads you to eternal life, and you make your priorities living your life as the righteous child of God that you really are. And again, isn't that easier said than done? I know that in my heart, and I'm sure that in your heart, your priorities are right. The most important thing in your life is Jesus Christ. The most important goal in your life is getting to heaven. And the desire of our hearts is to reflect the righteousness God has given to us by living our lives the way God wants us to, according to our Christian calling. How do we make that and translate that into the way we actually live our lives every single day? Well, just look at how our priorities can get so mixed up. You know, how do I seek God's kingdom and God's righteousness first? Well, what it means is I make God a priority in my life. I make God a priority every single day. So what I want to do, and I know you want to do this too, I want to set aside time every single day for prayer and personal Bible reading, right? Every day. And to me, the best way to do that is to get up early and do it right away in the beginning before my day begins. That's what I want to do every single day. Because Jesus is so important in my life, I want to set aside every Sunday morning for worship, prayer, and Bible study. I want to make sure that I have blocked out in my time every Sunday morning for church and every Sunday morning for Bible class. And you're looking at me and say, well, that's easy for you. You got to be here, right? Well, I hope I don't stop doing that. You think when I retire, I'm just going to say, oh, great, I don't have to go to church anymore. Or you know what? I'm going to go to church, but I don't have to go to Bible class anymore. No, that I want that to continue to be a priority in my life. I want my church offerings to be a priority in my life. I want to make sure that when I get my paycheck, the first thing I do is I set aside a portion of my income to support the Lord's work and to keep St. Andrew Church here and running. And I'm even going to strive for that 10% that God encourages me to do. Why does that not always happen? Well, it's because of our priorities in life, right? We don't do our daily prayer and our daily Bible reading because we just run out of time, right? You want to get up early to do it, but that alarm clock goes off and you are so tired from the night before that what do? You just roll over and go back to sleep and say, I'll get to it later. We have made our lives so hectic that we have every single minute of every single day locked in with all kinds of other stuff. And we run out of time. So the priority of our heart does not become the priority of our lives. And if you talk to people who don't come to church every Sunday, but maybe they don't come at all anymore, they just come once in a while, what is the reason they don't come? I know sometimes it's illness, but the main reason people don't come is they just don't have the time. Or they've decided that they're going to do something else on Sunday morning. You know, you've heard all the excuses. Sunday's my only day to sleep in. I've got so many things to get done around the house, I just don't have time for that, and Sunday's the only time I can do it. And, you know, staying for Bible class or taking my kids to Sunday school, well, I just want to relax a little bit, go have a nice breakfast, you know, just sit back and relax. It's our only family day. It's the only time we get to do that. So again, in our hearts we say, I'm going to set aside every Sunday for church and Bible study. We have trouble translating that into what we actually do in our everyday lives. So the priorities of our heart don't actually become the priorities of our lives. And, you know, when we look at our church offerings and we look at how our congregation is not as big as it used to be, and people say, well, I just got a letter from an alumni that said, do you still have enough members to keep St. Andrew going? I'd really hate to see the church close too. And you know what my answer was? Yeah, we have enough members to do that. But will it? See, and so in my heart I say, when I get my paycheck, you know, we're all in this together. This is my priority. And the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to set aside my offerings for the Lord. And again, I'm going to strive to increase them and maybe even strive for that 10% that God encourages me to do. But what happens? Oh, I got all these bills to pay. And, you know, I really don't have the money to do that. And there's lots of people who have more money than I do. Let them do it. And pretty soon, instead of setting money aside on the first day of the week, we end up waiting until the end of our pay period and say, well, I'll see what I have left over. So the priorities of our heart do not become the priorities of our life. And it happens, doesn't it? I mean, how many times have you said to yourself, okay, maybe you'll do it after this service today, you say, okay, I'm going to download that Bible reading app onto my phone or tablet today, and we're going to do this every morning, and I'm going to spend some time in prayer every morning, and I'm going to prioritize my spending so that I can give a generous portion back to the Lord, and we've said, this is what I'm going to do, and maybe we've done it for a while, and then what happens? Yeah, we slip right back into the old habits. And but the question now is, why does it happen? And you know what the reason is? It's worry. Right? And what's the cause of worrying? It's a lack of trust in God, right? I mean, if you think about it, it's that simple. And don't get me wrong, worry is a sin. And I'm guilty of it every single day. It's one of the biggest problems I have. But it's a sin. You know, we try to cover it up. I say, well, no, I'm concerned, right? Well, sure, I'm concerned. But it's the worry part, and the worry comes from lack of trust in God. And lack of trust by saying, if I get my life priority straight, okay, and I seek God's kingdom and I seek God's righteousness, then I'm going to trust God to take care of all the rest. And did you see the examples Jesus used? You know, how many days can you add to your life by worrying? In fact, doctors will say it's just the opposite, right? You can actually take some days off. And then he says, well, look at Look at the lilies of the field. Look at the birds of the air. You know, what does God do for them? Look how beautiful they are. They get food to eat. He says, so don't worry. But trust in God. Worry is a lack of trust in God. Yeah, I don't know how you react to the beginning of winter, but one of the things I always think about at the beginning of winter is, I hope we don't get one of those 20-inch snowfalls, right? Oh, man, I just don't want that to happen. And if it does, what am I going to do? And now we're getting into the middle of February, and now what am I saying? We're almost there, right? Well, I don't want to give you something to worry about, but you do know the big 20-inch snowfall last year came on February 28th, right? All right? Are we going to get a big snowfall yet this winter? I don't know. But all I do know is by worrying about it, you're going to change it. It's either going to snow or it's not going to snow. It's not going to change it. You know, worrying about your doctor's test results aren't going to change those results, are they? So God says, just trust me. You know, I'm big enough to catch you, right? I'm big enough to take care of it. And that's so difficult for us to do. But see, that's what I want you to take home from this today. Take the priorities that are in all of our hearts. The first priority in our hearts is seeking God's kingdom, right? It's our faith in Jesus. And it's the righteousness we have in Christ. And I want to make that my number one priority, not only in my heart, but in the way I live my life every day. I want to make Jesus, and I want to make his word, and I want to make strengthening my faith the top priority in my life by what I do every single day. And I know you're saying, well, how do I do that? I don't have a magic formula. But I do know this. The more you focus on those priorities, the easier it becomes. And that's what makes daily Bible reading and prayer and every Sunday worship and Lord's Supper attendance so important to the way we live our day-to-day lives. And my friends, that should be our prayer, my prayer for you, and please, your prayer for me, is that we look to that cross, that we understand how much Jesus means to us, and that we understand how much we long for and want eternal life in heaven. And then go to God daily in prayer for ourselves and each other. And say, God, help me to truly seek your kingdom and your righteousness. And God, help me to trust that all the other things in life I can place in your hands, and you will take care of it. Amen.